God promised Abraham lots of children and lots of land. At the time, given he was 75 years old and he and Sarah were without children, that promise must have seemed absolutely impossible. Yet somehow, God went about bringing that promise to life in Abraham's heart. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks for joining me again. Today we're going to be chatting about God's impossible promises from a different perspective. And stick with me, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about a free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you lay hold of God's promises for your life. I guess most of us are familiar with the term the Promised Land. Well, it comes from the fact that God promised the land that we now know as Israel to his people through a man, the father of that nation, Abraham. Now, we're going to take a look at that story today on the program because it's one that applies so much to who we are and where we are today in the 21st century. So many people are wandering around through life aimlessly. Oh, they may have heard God's promises, maybe. They may even have believed them. Eternal life, peace, joy, a relationship with God. We can believe those things more or less. But when you really take a good, hard look at God's promises and then at your own life and circumstances, well, the two can be just a little bit hard to put together. How do they fit? That's a problem that Abraham had too. And God knew it and did something about it. And you know something? God hasn't changed. So where does this term, the promised land, come from? Well, it all begins when God promises some land to Abraham. This is how God first engages with his chosen people. Ultimately, he comes to Abraham, who's the father of the chosen nation, Israel. And Abraham is living this really comfortable existence. He was quite wealthy. He lived in a place called Ur, which is near Babylon, or around the modern-day Baghdad. Now, God calls Abraham out of that place. If you have a Bible, grab it. Go to Genesis chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. And it says this, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your family and your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing." That is an incredible promise because Abraham and his wife Sarai were old. I mean, they were well into their 70s, and the greatest hurt of their lives was that they were childless. They had no children. They couldn't conceive. And here God comes to them in their, well, their latter years, you'd think, with a two-part blessing of land and children. And not just a few children, but he says, "I will make of you a great nation." So God's talking about here abundant blessing. There they are in their comfort and their wealth, they're old, and God comes along, we don't quite know how, with this outrageous promise. What do? They up and leave. They take their possessions and their servants and their animals, and they hit the road, go westward to a land called Canaan. And we find out what happens when they get there. You can read it about it a few verses later in Genesis chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. When they'd come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to a place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring, I will give this land." So Abram built an altar to the Lord there who had appeared to him. Now just think about God's promise to this old man. He says, "I will give you descendants." He's 70-something years old. He has no children. God says, "I will make a great nation of you." Really? "And I will give this land to your descendants." You think Abraham's looking there saying, "God, I'm in my 70s. I don't have any children. This land is occupied by the Canaanites." It all must have seemed pretty impossible. But right here, right in the middle of all this impossibility, the promised land is born. God speaks this promise into Abram's life. And Abraham believed it with his life. How do we know that? Because he left his comfortable existence in Ur, a place where the toilets flushed and the buses and the trains ran on time and all that sort of stuff. And he followed down the dusty trail of God's promise over hill and dale. That is a pretty outrageous decision to take. And he gets to this land of God's impossible promise, a land filled with the Canaanites, who weren't about to say, well, God said you could have it. Sure, Abraham, take our land, we don't mind. This childless 70-something Abraham gets there. What does he do? He builds an altar to the Lord. He honors God. He bows down and says, well, God, even though this doesn't make a whole bunch of sense, I am going to believe you. God knows what's going on in Abraham's heart. He knows that this is a tough call. So he takes him up a hill and makes the promise again. Genesis chapter 13, beginning at verse 14. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, raise up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, north and south and east and west, for all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted. Get up, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you. So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. I love this. I love how God lays out the land before him. This picture on top of the hill, God speaking to Abraham and breathing his promised land into this old man's heart. Go on, walk through it as far as the eye can see. I'm going to make this outrageous promise to you. You're going to have so many descendants. It's more than the grains of dust in the whole earth. And Abram builds an altar and honors God. See what's going on here? God is taking him through a process, this huge leap, this old man with no children, this huge leap to the promised land full of children. God leads Abram gently into a place where he can believe. But like you and me, he's human. He's struggling with all this in his heart. You read about that in Genesis chapter 15. Abram goes to God and says, I still don't have a son. This other man's going to end up being my heir. How is this promise ever going to happen? Look at what God says. Genesis chapter 15, verse 4. This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own son shall be your heir. God took Abram outside and said, look towards the heavens and count the stars if you're able to count them. Then God said to him, so shall your descendants be. And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it unto him as righteousness. What a beautiful picture. Abram is aching. He wants to believe in God's promises, the land and the descendants and this mighty nation. But it's so hard, isn't it? So God takes him outside to look at the stars. You look at the Milky Way without the city lights and the smog. There are so many stars. It's a glorious sight. And finally, the word of God, the promise of God, God's promised land, drops into Abram's heart. He still made plenty of mistakes along the way. You read about it in the next few chapters of Genesis, but the promised land was written in Abram's heart. And centuries went by in the history of Israel, in Egypt, and all that stuff they went through in the Exodus. Centuries went by, but it happened. The promised land happened. And on that night, under the stars, alone with God, the promised land was written on Abraham's heart. He believed. Today, will you let God write his promises on your heart? Before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily resource that I'd love to send you to help you lay hold of the promises of God, even on the darkest days in your life. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional, a scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word each day. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.